Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Judas, every day, hit it. And last night, it got on the way. And I was talking to the fellas earlier about the playing tournament. Oh my God. Pacers crush that weekend Charlotte team. And Tatum comes up big, sees over the wins. Not exactly riveting. See, the idea of the playing tournament starts the NBA playoffs. I'm like, this is great. But, you know, while I'm in on the funk, I'm out on the stank. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just what it is about. That's it. But we got a couple games tonight, and there should be some good funk tonight with the Lakers. So I'm looking forward to the Lakers Golden State. So, all right. We got Sundays today. Circle it. We got it. Sundays today. Now, here's the deal. I'm on a mission today. And the mission is to put out good vibes into the universe. And a universe that includes aliens, by the way. And I want, listen to me, unification. All right? I need the fan base to be unified, because I'm a big believer in the cock crowing three times, right? Big believer in that. And the cock crowed the third time this morning with the same exact thing. It happened to me yesterday when I left the studio, and I stopped at Wawa on the way home. And then it happened again at Mosmo's Little League game with someone. And it happened for the third time this morning as I'm walking through trying to enter the studio. I was stopped by a man named Tony. That's right, another Anthony. Stop me. And he goes, "Cuz, what do you think of the Sixers?" So, I don't know.
Yes.
I answered the question like I answered the previous two things and encounters I had yesterday, which is this: I think they can win it. And he went, "Yeah?" I said, "Yeah. How about you?" Expecting for the same response. And for the third time, Tony,
okay,
said this: "I think they're going to get beat by the Pacers. I think Ben Simmons is going to be their Achilles heel. I think they're going to lose and they're going to get exposed." And I went, "You're not a Sixer fan?" He went, "I'm a big Sixer fan." I said, "If you're a big Sixers fan, how the bleep could you have that attitude going into the playoffs? Come on, Tony. How could you have that attitude?" I said, "Do you believe in Doc Rivers?" He went, "Yeah, I believe in Doc." All right. If you believe in Doc, you believe that Doc Rivers will be able to kind of puzzle out the offense, fix the wrinkle in the offense, if for some reason Ben wilts at the Ben wall. Like, if that happens and Ben wilts, that Doc will be able to navigate and figure out and a way to scale the wall, if you believe in Doc. if you believe in Embiid, who has been superhuman. And three times I've heard that Ben Simmons will be, you see, he's going to get exposed. I'm not down with Ben. I said, listen, you don't need to be a Ben fan. Just put Ben on the side, all right? Just put him on the side. Don't think about Ben. Just think about the team. If you're a Sixers fan, you're going into the playoffs, put good things out in the universe. If you believe in a team, believe in them. I mean, it's the playoffs. They're the one seed. I don't understand the idea of going into it with a bad attitude. And that's what I told Tony. Tony, it's a bad attitude, dude. Bad attitude. What? Why? Why? Why have the attitude? What are you trying to prove? What are you trying to say? It's what I tell all these people. The Anthony on Instagram. Another Tony. Anthony. Another one. No, I'm ashamed of my name. No, the same thing. Every day, he hits me up. Every day. Ben, see the fans what they say. Bad, 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 bad. Shut the bleep up. Just go into the playoffs with an open mind. And enjoy yourself. Jesus. Julius Phillies won last night.
Yes, they did. It was a great time.
Play the song.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Out toward right center field. On the run is Birdie. Out toward the scoreboard. And it's off the scoreboard. And Birdie slams into the wall. Hoskins is coming home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. RBI double makes it a one-run game. And he lines that one into right field to base hit. Odubel froze for a moment. One run will score. RBI single. We're tied up at three. And he lines it into left field to base hit. One run is in. Rounding third is Knapp. He'll score. It's a two-run double for Tereas.
Yeah!
And the Phillies are taking the lead. It's 5-3. Coming off the injured list. And he's coming off swinging.
See, that puts me in a good mood. See, I worked that in there for you.
Because
otherwise, I'm going to go crazy with all these people. My man, the ace man, true basketball man. Defense wins in the playoffs. It's a man's game. All the fake stats end in the playoffs. Ben's the best defender in the game, period. Leave it at that.
That's good.
Go in with an attitude. Go in with the right attitude.
I like that one.
That's the ace man.
Yeah, I heard that conversation with you and Tony this morning.
Town A.
I was right when I opened the door for you. And he like, Aunt, cuz, oh my God, I love you. And then it happened. The conversation.
Yeah, that was the third
and
time.
And I saw the soul come out of your eyes. Swooped right out.
It was the third time in 3 days. Not by a caller. Right? And I wasn't really out and about. Like, yes, I've been at Pit Stop a Wawa.
Right.
And I literally went in to get bubble gum from Massimo for the game.
Awesome.
All right, listen.
Let's go work out of you.
Come on, man.
That's great.
That's my man.
What are you, big league?
Yes.
Big nice.
League. That's my, you know.
Yeah, I mean, no, of course. You
got
to have it.
He had a game last night. You know, I want to make sure he's got the gum. So I stopped at Wawa to get him the gum. And right away, I said, what's up, buddy? Sixers, what do you think? I go, I feel great, man. I think they're going to win it. That's it. I'm done saying they're going to get to the, you know, get to the finals. I'm going, they're going to win it. All right. Oh, yeah. All right. And then, like, they don't really want my answer. They just start the conversation that way.
Yeah.
They really want to just tell me how they're not going to win.
And how Ben sucks.
And how Ben will be the reason why they don't win.
Right.
And here's the thing. That may come about. I'm not telling you, I'm not arguing with you that that can't happen. All right? I'm not arguing. I'm not saying that can't happen. What I'm saying is the playoffs begin Sunday. It's Wednesday. Why in the world would you have that attitude?
Yeah, we're worried about the Pacers already because they put up almost 150 points against an awful Hornets team. We talked about it yesterday. When that line dropped to 1.5, we were like, the Pacers still roll, right?
Yeah, I mean, you and I
like that Hornet. That Hornets team.
We liked Indiana last time.
When Ball was healthy, listen, that Hornets team was fun to watch. Well, not they stink.
Yeah, they stink.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no shot. Let's not.
Cause they blow.
Yes, they do.
Stinks. So no, I'm with you. And so last night at the game, my man. In fact, Bobby C as his buddy Rock. Well, Rock's nephew, Mike Rock, is one of the coaches. It's okay. My name, Mike, right? So he says to me, "Yo, man, I'm gonna tell you something. You're not gonna like it." I go, "Why?" Now it's before the game. He goes, "The Pacers are gonna take out the Sixers in the first round." I go, "Too." And now Mike Rock, much like all the Rocks, are big Sixer fans,
right?
And he's saying they're gonna go out in the first round to the Pacers. I go, "Dude, they're not losing to Indiana." Listen, do I agree Indiana is a thorn in their side? Has been a thorn in their side? Okay, all right. They're not good enough,
mm-mm,
even with Caris LeVert, to beat them in a 7-game series. I'm sorry.
If that were to happen,
it's a colossal disaster.
I might not watch basketball throughout the playoffs. Like,
dude, if that happens,
I will not watch a game.
I won't watch a second of the rest of the playoffs. Not a second.
No, you can't. No, I'm going to go in a dark hole and curl up.
Right, that's just devastation.
It's not going to happen.
Now, I weep. Seriously, you'll hear me weep. But that's not going to happen.
No.
But so here's my point. I go, "Mike, you're a big-time Sixer fan. Why would you have that attitude? Like, why would you go in and why would that cross your mind? Like, listen, I understand if you think Brooklyn's going to beat them in the Eastern Conference Final. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I can't come up with a way the Knicks can beat them, so I can't even give you that. The Pacers are going to beat the Sixers in the 7-game series?
Yeah, come on now.
Listen, I'm not trying to be, a fanboy with pom-poms. Just call it the way you say it. I just don't think we realize the playoffs. I think we're blinded by box scores and hollow stats.
Yeah, but just this season, 3 matchups, Sixers are 2-1, and the one they lost was without Embiid. You know what I mean? So if we're going to do that, like, just this year, the Sixers have had success against them. And I knew this was coming. If the Wizards beat the Pacers, right, you'll hear the same thing, but it'll be about the Wizards. Oh, I don't know. Russell Westbrook's all those triple doubles and Bradley Beal can score 40 and all. All right, what happened this season? The Sixers faced them 3 times and won. All three times. And Rory Hachimura can't stop Joel Embiid.
Right.
Like, why do we do this to ourselves?
Right.
You're right. Eastern Conference Finals. You want to tell me the Bucks or the Nets win?
I'm not gonna give you some big argument.
You tell me they sweep the Sixers, I might argue, but
But like you were a witness of one of the conversations. Yeah. That's 3 conversations.
And I want to say this because
in 3 days. And in a matter of not even 20 hours, I'm gonna say about 18 hours.
Yeah, because 2 happened yesterday. Yeah, something like that.
3 conversations.
Both after the show.
18 hours. And, dude, I didn't even speak to anybody else other than,
Right. So, I'll say this, because I know this has been talked about before. The way you are on the air is the way you are off the air. Like, you have that great, joyous personality. Like, this isn't, like, an act that you do. You're not, like, a red light guy. We know red light people who, once the red light goes on, their personality changes. And sometimes it's weird. But you're not like that. So when I see, I saw your excitement when the guy came up to you, Tony. Like, "Hey, Ant, what do you think about the Sixers?" And you were glowing. You're like, "Man, I think they can win it." And I'm telling you, I saw all the color in your face, the soul, the happiness, the joy, zapped. You got zapped and you weren't even sitting in the chair.
I know.
It all just left you.
You're right. I got zapped. You're right.
Well, I needed to, give the example.
Do it again. I need some electric stim on my shoulder, man. It's killing me.
Are you throwing too much?
No, it's my left. It's like...
Oh, it's your left arm?
Yeah, it's like... It's in between the blade. Like, you know where the blade is?
Uh-huh.
It's like in between the blade and my neck. Like there. I don't know what it is. Who knows?
All right.
It's just been killing me for like 3 days. I can't sleep. Anyway, you know, that's the worst, isn't it?
Oh,
you got any
sleep?
Kind of neck, back, and it keeps you up.
Oh, when I had the shot, you roll over on your arm, right? You're like,
yeah.
You know, I was like, damn, I'm awake now.
Horrible. Anyway, I don't understand why you would have that attitude.
Yeah, this should be fun. And I feel like it's not.
And I want to unify
fun
today.
Right now.
See, here's the thing. If you feel that Ben Simmons will stand between you, the Sixers, and the finals, I'm asking you to put that notion aside. I'm not arguing that the notion is impossible or untrue. It's certainly possible. I'm asking you to put it to the side. Leave it there. Put it by the curb. Don't look at it. Just leave it there. Focus on the rest of the squad and focus and put good karma out into the universe that they're going to win. That's it. That's what I'm asking you to do. And if you're a Ben, a non, because listen, the one of the weird things that's going on here with this fan base is this Ben split. Now, I think the majority is anti-Ben. I think it goes 70-30.
But what do you mean by anti?
Well, not anti, but like Ben doubters. How about that?
Okay. I think that's fair.
I'm not saying ones. Believe me. I want to try to repair the chasm, fill in the moat.
But then there's also splits within the splits.
Well, forget about the split. I can't even go there. I just need everybody to be on the same team, right? I need to bring both those people, like both those sides, together.
Can I say
so?
Something?
The pro Ben, the Ben and honors. Just be quiet.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Good luck.
You think it's a futile exercise?
Mm-hmm.
It's the playoffs. If you can't bond for the playoffs.
And you've had three people approach you. Three people approach you in less than 24 hours. They didn't just call in. They didn't dial 610-632-0975. No, 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 no. They said, oh, that's Anthony. Let me go up to him. Let me go up to the cuz. Good luck. There's no common ground with this.
Okay. Please, put it aside. All right? I want you to call up, and if you need to get out one last rant, whatever, do it. But then I need you to take the pledge. I oftentimes, Junis and I, ask you to take a pledge. Well, we need you to take a pledge. It's the beginning of the playoffs. And for the sake of karma, the universe.
Joy.
Your enjoyment. Believe me, I was coming. Your enjoyment and our enjoyment. I need you to refrain from it. All right? So let's take the oath. Let's take the pledge. What was the Eagles' mantra? One team, one city. You remember?
Oh, we all we got, we all we need.
Well, right. But no, I'm talking about the one. Remember they did the one thing? One team, one city, whatever. You get my point.
I hear you.
I just need that, all right? I need you to do that for me. And if we do, we accomplish that just for the playoffs. When the playoffs end, no matter what, we'll revisit everybody's agenda. For the sake of enjoyment, I need you to take the pledge. All right? Oh, my God.
On a text board already?
I can't. So, my man Anthony on Instagram, I got you, brother. I will try. It's hard because he has the ball too much, but I feel
there
you, right?
But, there's the right. But.
And then he follows it up with, think if George Hill ran the point, and he stuck Ben at the four, that would be best for everybody. Stop. That ain't happening. Stop. 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 Get on board. I was ready in June. It's just getting started.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so I was thinking about a little bit of loss. That there was, we lost a really great actor and a funny guy, great guy. And he was the star of one of my favorite movies. In fact, we're going to do a tribute a little bit later on to Charles Grodin and the Duke. The Duke, Jonathan Mardukas. And Midnight Run was the movie. It's one of the all-time classics. One of the most underrated movies ever made. Underrated comedies ever made. It's a great movie. It still stands the test of time. Jonathan Mardukas, the Duke.
That's funny.
Charles Grodin.
Like, the word underrated literally was trending yesterday. Because everybody has that feeling that it's such an underrated movie.
It's a great movie. It really is. It is underrated. People don't talk about it in the pantheon of great movies, great comedies, but it's got everything. It's got one of the great casts of all time. It's got Alonzo Mosley, Yaphet Kotto, who's the FBI agent. It was unbelievable. It's got, I mean, Bobby D's outrageous. Right. It's got so many great actors in it. It's a great movie. So we're going to do a little tribute to it a little bit later on in the show. But Judas, I was bummed out, man. I love Charles Grodin. He was a good, really good actor, nice man, funny, and in that movie, he was fantastic.
I got to watch it, I guess, this weekend.
Yeah, please.
I guess I, yeah. All right, I'll try to watch this weekend.
Please do that, would you?
So I woke up this morning, and my immediate thought was, last night was fun because I was at the Phillies game, the nice comeback, had a good time with my wife there. But immediately that good vibe was shot down because there has been something that's been on my mind since yesterday. So I'm driving to the local Wawa on Ridge Avenue because we wanted to go to the game early. So we ate the hoagies at the parking lot and all that kind of stuff so you don't have to pay the $50,000 inside the stadium. You know, try to be smart. So, Ann, I'm in traffic on Ridge Avenue. It's always a mess during rush hour. And I see this PPA officer. Is that, parking authority guy?
Right.
Parking authority. Sorry.
Right.
Now,
you're not really officers,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. So I see this guy. I've seen him all the time because he works the trails of Manioc. And this J.O. does spin moves whenever he puts a ticket on someone's windshield. Like, celebrates. And
what?
He'll throw it, bam, slap the windshield wiper down. He'll do a spin move. I've seen him do a heel click. Loves it.
A heel click?
Oh, yeah. So I'm driving on Ridge Ave, and I see him, and he's giving a ticket.
Oh, my God, really?
He's giving a ticket to a sweet old lady. she probably got there, you know, oh, sorry, already filled it out. Probably one of those moves, right? I see this poor woman. She pulls out her checkbook. She's trying to pay him.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
So the journey continues. There's all kinds of traffic. So I go, you know what? Let me stop at the little beer distributor first because we wanted to bring a few beers to have before the game. I loop back around, and I stop at a red light. And I turn, and he's in his car. And we're next
What's
to
he look like?
A rat. Sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah. What does he like? Describe him.
Gust of wind might knock him over.
Right, I could see that. Real skinny, thin, yeah. Balding, thin hair.
Yes. Yeah.
Little, you know, pimply kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. I turn, and when I see him, we lock eyes. And I wasn't trying to be a D, but my natural reaction, not just because he's a PPA person, because sometimes I feel bad for him because they get yelled at.
Right,
but this guy finds joy.
I mean, it's a thankless job.
Yeah, this guy finds joy in ruining people's day. Because let's face it, you see a ticket on your car, your day is immediately either ruined or a big damper on your day. Like, you're upset. We make eye contact, and my natural reaction was to just shake my head at him. That's all I did. Shake my head. You know what he does, Ant?
What?
He pulls his mask down and gives me this devilish smile and nods his head.
What do you mean? He actually, he recognized? He
no,
saw
no,
you,
I don't
like,
think he recognized me. I think
no, but he saw you shaking his head at him?
Yep.
And he...
Like...
He grinned at you?
Like, yeah.
Like, I just, you know, gave another ticket out? Yep. That effort?
He gets out of his car and walks across my car, does not take his eyes off me, looks to see if any cars are coming. He then continues to stroll across the street without taking his eyes off me, smiling. And what does this guy do? Slaps another ticket down, looks me in the eyes, and nods his head again.
Wow, what a creep.
Now the light turns green. It's time for me to drive. He slowly walks in front of my car, stopping me from driving. Nodding his head, smiling.
Wow.
Now, I have to say,
that's a flaming creep.
Whoever loves their job that much that they're always happy, I'm happy for you. Right? I know a lot of people that hate their jobs. Right? So I'm happy that he likes his job. But there's something wrong that he takes that much joy in basically ruining someone's day. And he must be employee of the month. Because I see him slapping everything. He gives nobody a break. I can tell you that. Nobody gets a break with this man.
You see his name? You catch his name?
I think it's Stevenson.
Stevenson?
I think.
Wow.
I may know that because I may have got a ticket from him. My own fault. I didn't know my inspection was due. So, like, I'm not blaming him for the ticket. But when I see him doing spin moves, it's spin moves. Because he does it on Main Street, too, so he knows everybody's watching.
See, like, that's another thing, too. Your inspection, he's giving you inspection tickets, too?
I was 2 weeks past, though.
You know what? Seriously.
This guy's a...
Like, I quite frankly, I loathe the parking authority.
Oh, we all should.
All right? I loathe it. All right? I loathe it.
What the hell's two-hour parking anyway?
Like seriously. The fact that they're empowered the way they're empowered... Pisses me off to no end.
Listen, you're blocking a fire hydrant.
And listen.
All right.
90% of the people that work there, what are you going to do? It's a good job. Pay your bills for your family. I used to have a buddy of mine work there. And I, you know, what are you going to do? Right? But if you actually had that attitude, dude, burn in hell.
Now, and
like, here's a special place.
And here's the thing.
In hell. For someone that lives for torturing innocent people.
Sweet old ladies.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, parking? Like, bleep that nonsense.
And I didn't flip them off. I didn't say anything. I just shook my head. And you know what that tells me, Ant? He probably gets that all the time. Because his reaction of slowly pulling down the mask.
He's a crumb.
To smile and nod his head at me.
Nah, that's a crumb. That's a crumb.
Could you imagine? You take that much joy in ruining people's days?
I hate people like that. No, seriously, I'm with you. No, seriously, that's a You know what? If you had to do 30 days for punching him in the face,
might be worth it.
It's worth it. Like, just squaring a jaw, like, dude.
You know how Joel Embiid says he's actually got real estate?
You know what you would love to do? You would love to. I know what I would love to do. You tell me a story, but the old lady, like, I like the grab. He's probably got little bony fingers, like skinny bony fingers, right?
Yes.
And I like to grab them and just snap them.
Yeah, he was definitely, remember the Wendy's commercial? I can't hold this burger because my hands are too small.
Yes.
He's that guy.
He's wait, little hands
yeah,
guy?
Little hands.
Little, like, rat hands?
He wouldn't do well in the combine.
I would love to grab and squeeze them until they just break in your hands. And then you squeeze them.
Like, I'm looking at this sweet old lady, like, hand shaking, trying to write the check.
That's so he can never write again. But that J.O. probably right with his teeth.
Probably.
That's terrible,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like...
How do you get your rocks off writing
loves it.
Tickets?
Loves it. And it's like, I can still see this. Like, it's in my brain, man. He's got real estate in my head, man.
Bro.
The devilish smile.
No good, bro. I'm with you, man. Whatever you want to do. Go campaign against this dude. All right. 610. I can see it bothers you,
Christy,
man.
Christy goes, you should call the parking authority. I was like, no, because they probably love it. He's giving tickets left and right.
No, but here's the thing. Listen, it's a necessary institution. I don't know. You're trying to drum up revenue for the city, whatever.
Listen, you park in front of a fire hydrant.
I get it, right?
But 2 hour.
Right. Listen, I'm with you. But forget all that. The people that are at the parking authority can't have that. Right? You can't have that. You can't have someone rubbing it in your face doing a touchdown celebration for giving a ticket.
Heel clicks.
You know what that pretends to. Germany 1940s, you're doing heel clicks for giving somebody a ticket. I mean, that's awful.
Yeah, come on, dude. I hope you're listening. Tone it down a bit, guy.
Horrible.
Soon it'll be the wrong person you smile at.
Horrible.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He is Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Keith Theroux, what's up, my man?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm feeling good. How are you? What's your vibe going into this whole thing?
You know, it's weird. It's like a lot of like uncharted territory. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you look at it and you're saying everything sets up nicely for them to at least, you know, get to the conference finals. But again, it's like this, everything is new. Like, I'm so used to them, you know, going in there as the underdogs. And now it's one of those things where a lot of people are talking about them like they have a legitimate chance, you know, to make it to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, we talk about all the time about it. The conference finals, you got a highway, man. It's 95 at night without construction. If they lose, if they don't get to the conference finals, it's a colossal disaster. Like, I can't see them being beat until at least you get to the conference finals.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we look at it like, you know, there's three teams that, you know, I look at that can take the Sixers out. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, and you know, unfortunately, after the last game they played against Miami, you have to say Miami. But you know, the Knicks, I think the Knicks played hard. I mean, they played hard this year, but they played hard like to make the playoffs and get the seed that they have. I don't know if their next level in the playoffs is good enough for them to beat, you know, the Sixers.
They can't beat the Sixers in a seven-game series. I agree with you. There's no way. Yeah. I mean, first of all, the Sixers are a bad matchup for the Knicks.
They are.
Because Sixers play good defense.
Mm-hmm. They do. And you know, the only thing that concerns me if I'm a fan about for the a Sixers fan would be the Sixers' just success over the Knicks, like all those years. You know that it's going to, like, stop. But it's stopping maybe a game or two, not through seven games, like you said. But everything is set up great. I mean, and like, look at Joel Embiid. I mean, I know he missed a couple games because of, you know, the cold and everything. But, I mean, this is the best shape that he's been in, and health-wise, and heading into a playoffs than he has the previous three.
You
know what I mean?
Man,
so, you know, with that being said, you know, you look at it and you say, you know, things are setting up nicely for the Sixers.
And when you look at it, they're so different. It's why, and I'll be honest with you, and you're close. You cover this league. You've been through it. You know how Kyrie, you can't count on it. He's talking about the Gaza Strip. Listen, those three guys can play ball. No doubt they can score. But that's that whole team, man. That whole team, they play no defense, and they got one, there's one ball. And you got two kooks at the top, all right? KD, listen, he's a great player. He'll score 30 anytime. But those other two guys, while they're incredibly talented, they go off the rails on you.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. I understand what we're saying. But the one dude that we're called, some people may call a kook, that's the guy that everybody wanted them to get and get Ben Simmons out of here. So, like, if he was here, we would talk, well, okay, maybe not you, but a lot of other
people,
right?
He's the Hassa. He's not the kook. Kyrie's the kook. Harden's the Hassa.
Oh, okay, all right.
You know what a Hassa is, Frank?
Nah, what is it?
You remember Scarface?
Yeah.
You know what a Hassa is, Frank? That's a pig that don't fly straight.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. He's all about himself, man. He's all about stats.
But listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I guess people were saying that about him. Since he came to Brooklyn, he's changed. Like, I was like, oh, is that the same guy? But now here's the thing. I do think that the one thing you said about them is they don't play any defense. And I think that, you know, they're going to get their points. But I think that it's going to come down, if the Sixers do beat them in a seven-game series, it's going to come down to Joel Embiid. He's going to have to dominate. And you know what? Unfortunately, that he won't know about MVP until afterwards. Because I don't think he's going to win MVP. But I think that if he knew he wasn't the MVP, he would go out there and just kill him. You know what I mean? So, but my thing is, when I look at the Sixers defensively, and I love Matisse's defense. You know, Ben Simmons will probably be the defensive player of the year or finish second. You know, but my question is, like, can you keep both of them on the floor for an extended period of time, you know, against this Brooklyn Net team? Because I think you're going to have to play them a lot of minutes to go up against, you know, their wings. But so that's just my concern. Like, Embiid is going to have to, you know, he's going to have one of the all-time great playoff performances, series performances for the Sixers to win, just because I think they're too explosive offensively. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I just said that Joel Embiid is just going to have a offensive series.
All right, so what about this? So let's look at the third team in the conference, because I don't think it's a lock that Brooklyn beats Milwaukee. They've played much better over the last 25 games. Drew Holiday really kind of kicked it into gear. Now, they're not a great defensive team either, and Giannis still has to prove it. But how many times have you seen this in sports where a team is supposed to be their year, then everybody writes them off, and then they win?
You're talking about Milwaukee, right? Now,
right.
The thing is, you can argue, like, between Brooklyn and Milwaukee, you can argue that Milwaukee is a better team, a more complete team, right?
Yeah.
And you know, Brook Lopez, you know, he's a stretch five.
you know, Giannis is a beast. You know, and the thing is, the knock with them is, like, the reason why nobody's talking about them is because everybody's saying, oh, yeah, but what are they going to do in the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know, what is Giannis going to do? What is this coach going to do? And I think that's when, you know, you pick up a guy like Dan Burke, right? And that's when he's going to do certain things defensively that's really going to help the Sixers out. Now, I kind of think that when the Sixers went in there and they didn't have Ben Simmons, you know, and they lost that first game, I knew they were going to lose the second one. You know, Embiid was banged up. He didn't play. But to me, we don't really know what they can do even though it was just Ben Simmons. But when you say just Ben Simmons, he is one of your better defenders. And you get a true identity because I think the first game, like we said, the first game, it went to overtime when the Sixers lost to him. And the last two were just blowouts. So I think that Milwaukee can beat Brooklyn, and I would be really interested to see what the Sixers can do against Milwaukee. I think that will come down to Doc Rivers, again, Dan Burke, and B's going to have to get some help. Like, somebody else is going to have to step up, you know, one of the bigs on the defensive end, because Embiid can't go around chasing Brooke Lopez around all the time at the three. You know what I mean? That's what they want him to do so they can have guys cutting back door, and Giannis is going to kill him. But I'm with you 100%. I do think that Milwaukee could beat him, but I think that it's Doc and them. That's where they're going to make their money in that series, Doc and Dan Burke.
Let's talk about Doc for a second and looking at Doc compared to Brett Brown. And listen, I love Brett. You and I, you know, both respect, admire Brett. But, you know, Doc and this staff that you mentioned, there's just so much. They're so different. I mean, they just give them such a better chance. I mean, you could see they're just different. They're coached better this year.
You're absolutely right. They're coached better. I mean, and it's one thing. Here's the thing I keep telling people about Doc Rivers. You know, for 3 years, we were told that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid could not coexist, that it wouldn't happen. Everyone's talking about what great teammates they are now, the tandem, the teamwork and everything like that. You know what I mean? So that's Doc Rivers. You know, and then there's a lot of things that I think that, you know, he just came in and changed the culture. I mean, the guys, like, respect him more. You know, you hear Joey, you see after, like, at halves, before they go in the locker room, he takes in Joel, he'll stop Joel, and he's going over plays with Joel and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of attention to detail. And, I mean, you look at the whole thing, like, you know, Dan Burke, the defensive guy. I mean, Sam Cassell. You know, he's the one that's like, you know, he keeps it real with the players. Like, look, if you're messing up, you're messing up. You know, and I mean, we can go all the way down the list because, yes, they did get a Danny Green. They did bring in a Dwight Howard. They did bring in Seth Curry. But, you know, Danny Green is a guy and Dwight, they're two guys that the Lakers gave up on. You understand? But then at the same time, Doc Rivers has these guys playing vital roles. You know, they're complimenting everything that the Sixers and Ben and Joel want to do. And another thing that tells you how Doc's coaching job is Tobias Harris. A year ago, everybody was trying to get him out of the city. Now they're all like, yo, he got snubbed for All-Star.
Right.
It's all Doc Rivers.
Yep. Doc, in fact, they fixed their spacing. You know? Yep. I mean, no, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you big time. I can't wait till it gets started. I can't wait to follow you. It's going to be a run to the finals, my brother. A run to the finals.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I mean, you know, there was other times. That first one, you say, okay, this is good. You know, last year you had a feeling like it was going to be a first-round exit. You didn't know they were going to get swept. But, you know, this year you look at Joel. Let's face it. You know, Joel's the MVP candidate. Ben's a defensive player of the year candidate. You know, you see Matisse the way he's playing. You know, Doc Rivers is a coach of the year candidate. I mean, you know, and everyone's waiting for them to get, you know, a couple rounds in the playoffs so we can really see how good this team is. So I'm extremely excited about this postseason.
I like it. You're the best, buddy. Always love talking hoops with you, chopping it up. You're the man.
All right, my man. Thanks for talking.
Thanks, Keith. There he is, Keith Pompey, inquireinquire.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.